There are over 2,000. No doubt it was one of the means of protection which the Christians adopted. The odds are 2,000 to 1 against a man getting out, even if he had a light. But if he were in the dark, it would, of course, be far more difficult.
So I should think.
And the darkness is something dreadful. I tried it once for an experiment. Let us try it again. He stooped to the lantern, and in an instant it was as if an invisible hand was squeezed tightly over each of Kennedy's eyes. Never had he known what such darkness was. It seemed to press upon him and to smother him. It was a solid obstacle against which the body shrank from advancing. He put his hands out to push it back from him.
"That will do, Berger,"
said he. "Let's have the light again." But his companion began to laugh, and in that circular room the sound seemed to come from every side at once.
"You seem uneasy, friend Kennedy," said he.
"Go on, man, light the candle," said Kennedy impatiently. "It's very strange, Kennedy, but I could not in the least tell by the sound in which direction you stand. Could you tell me where I am?"
"No, you seem to be on every side of me.
If it were not for this string which I hold in my hand, I should not have a notion which way to go."
"I dare